विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय शोदनंदन भज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन भज जन रंजन यमुना तीर धन चारी तीर यमुना तीर धन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಪಾವನ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ ಕೀ ಸಮಬೇತ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದಕಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ So, welcome all of you to this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today we are going to discuss from Canto 6, Chapter 1, verse number 13 and 14. Two verses are there, Prabhuji, on the board. Tapasa Brahmachariyena Samena Cha Damena Cha ತ್ಯಾಗೇನ ಸತ್ಯಶೌಚಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಯಮೇನ ನಿಯಮೇನ ವಾ ದೇಹವಾಗ್ಬುದ್ಧಿಜಂ ಧೀರಾ ಧರ್ಮಜ್ಞ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾನ್ವಿತಃ ಕ್ಷಿಪಂತಿ ಅಘಂ ಮಹದಪಿ ವೇಣುಗುಲ್ಮಂ ಇವಾನಲಃ ತಪಸಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚಾರ್ಯೇಣ ಸಮೇನ ಚ ದಮೇನ ಚ ತ್ಯಾಗೇನ ಸತ್ಯಶೌಚಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಯಮೇನ ನಿಯಮೇನ ವಾ ದೇಹವಾಗ್ಬುದ್ಧಿಜಂ ಧೀರಾ ಧರ್ಮಜ್ಞ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾನ್ವಿತಃ ಕ್ಷಿಪಂತಿ ಅಘಂ ಮಹದ್ ಅಪಿ ವೇಣೂನ್ ಗುಲ್ಮಂ ಇವಾನಲಃ ತಪಸಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚಾರ್ಯೇಣ ಸಮೇನ ಚ ದಮೇನ ಚ ತ್ಯಾಗೇನ ಸತ್ಯಶೌಚಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಯಮೇನ ನಿಯಮೇನ ವಾ ದೇಹವಾಗ್ಬುದ್ಧಿಜಂ ಧೀರಾ ಧರ್ಮಜ್ಞ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾನ್ವಿತಃ ಕ್ಷಿಪಂತಿ ಅಘಂ ಮಹದ್ ಅಪಿ ವೇಣೂನ್ ಗುಲ್ಮಂ ಇವಾನಲಃ ತಪಸಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚಾರ್ಯೇಣ ಸಮೇನ ಚ ದಮೇನ ಚ ತ್ಯಾಗೇನ ಸತ್ಯಶೌಚಾಭ್ಯಾಂ यमेन नियमेन वा देहवाग्बुद्धिजम्भीरा धर्मज्ञाश्रद्धयान्वितः क्षिपन्ति अघं महदपि वेणुन्गुल्मम् इवानलः। तपसा ब्रह्मचारेण समेन च दमेन च त्यागेन सत्यशौचाभ्याम् न नियमेन वा देहवाग्बुद्धिजं धीरा धर्मज्ञाश्रद्धयान्वितः क्षिपन्ति अघं महदपि वेणुगुल्मम् इवानलः। तपसा ब्रह्मचार्येण समेन च दमेन च त्यागेन सत्यशौचाभ्याम् यमेन नियमेन वा देहवाग्बुद्धिजं धीरा धर्मज्ञाश्रद्धयान्वितः क्षिपन्ति अघं महदपि वेणुन्गुल्मम् इवानलः। तपसा ब्रह्मचार्येण समेन च दमेन च त्यागेन सत्यशौचाभ्यामेन नियमेन वा देहवाग्बुद्धिजं धीरा धर्मज्ञाश्रद्धयान्वितः क्षिपन्ति अघं महदापि वेणुगुल्मम् इवानलः। What word meaning? Tapasa, by austerity or voluntary rejection of material enjoyment. Brahmachariyana, by celibacy, the first austerity. Samena, by controlling the mind. Cha, and Damena, by fully controlling the senses. Cha, also Tyagena, by voluntarily giving charity to good cause. Satya, by truthfulness. Sochabhyam, and by following regulative principles to keep oneself internally and externally clean. Yamena, by avoiding cursing and violence. Niyamena, by regularly chanting the holy name of the Lord. Va, and Deha Vak Buddhijam, performed by the body, words and intelligence. Dhira, those who are sober. Dharmagya, fully imbued with knowledge and religious principles. Sraddhayan vitaha, endowed with faith. Kshipanti, destroy. Agham, all kinds of sinful activities. Mahadapi, all the very great and abominable. Venu Gulmam, the dried creepers beneath a bamboo tree. Iba, like. Anala, fire. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. concentrate the mind, one must observe a life of celibacy and not fall down. One must undergo the austerity of voluntarily giving up sense enjoyment. One must then control the mind and senses, give charity, be truthful, clean, and non-violent, follow the regulative principles, and regularly chant the holy name of the Lord. Thus, a sober and faithful person who knows the religious principles is temporarily purified of all sins performed with his body, words, and mind. These sins are like the dried leaves of creepers beneath a bamboo tree, which may be burned by fire, although their roots remain to grow again at the first opportunity. Okay. Purport. Tapa is explained in the Smriti Shastra as follows. Manasa cha indriyanam cha aikagriyam param tapah. Complete control of the mind and senses and their complete concentration on one kind of activity is called tapah. Our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching people how to concentrate the mind on devotional service. This is first class tapah. Okay, then Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya, the life of celibacy has 8 aspects. 1. One should not think of woman, speak about sex life, dally with woman, look lustfully at woman, talk intimately with woman, or decide to engage in sexual intercourse, nor should one endeavor for sex life or engage in sex life. One should not even think of women or look at them, to say nothing of talking with them. This is called first class brahmacharya. If a brahmacharya or a sannyasi talks with a woman in a secluded place, naturally there will be a possibility of sex life without anyone's knowledge. Therefore, a complete brahmacharya practices just the opposite. If one is a perfect brahmacharya, he can very easily control the mind and senses, give charity, speak truthfully, and so forth. To begin, however, one must control the tongue and the process of eating. In the Bhakti Marg, the path of devotional service, one must strictly follow the regulative principles by first controlling the tongue. Sevan mukhehi jivadau swayam eva spurati adaha. The tongue, the jiva, can be controlled if one chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, doesn't speak of any subjects other than those concerning Krishna, and doesn't taste anything not offered to Krishna. If one can control the tongue in this way, brahmacharya and other purifying processes will automatically follow. It will be explained in the next verse that the path of devotional service is completely perfect and is therefore superior to the path of fruitive activity and the path of knowledge. Quoting from the Veda, Srila Veera Raghava Acharya explains that austerity involves observing fast as fully as possible, tapasana sakena. Srila Rupa Goswami has also advised that atya ahara, too much eating, is an impediment to advancement in spiritual life. Also in Bhagavad Gita 6.17, Krishna says, yukta ahara viharasya, yukta chestasya karmashu, yukta sapna avabodasya, yoga bhavati dukkha. He who is temperate in his habits of eating, sleeping, walking, and recreation can mitigate all material pains by practicing the yoga system. In text 14, the word dhira meaning those who are undisturbed under all circumstances is very significant. Krishna tells Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita 2.14, Matra sparshastu kaunteya sitosna sukha dukkhada ఆగమాపాయిను నిత్య తాం తితిక్ష భారత. ఓ సన్ ఆఫ్ కుంతి, ద నాన్ పర్మనెంట్ అపియరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ అండ్ డిస్ట్రెస్ అండ్ దేర్ డిస్అపియరెన్స్ ఇన్ డ్యూ కోర్స్ ఆర్ లైక్ ద అపియరెన్స్ అండ్ డిస్అపియరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ వింటర్ అండ్ సమ్మర్ సీజన్. దే అరైజ్ ఫ్రమ్ సెన్స్ పర్సెప్షన్ ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ భారత్ అండ్ వన్ మస్ట్ లర్న్ టు టాలరేట్ దెమ్ వితౌట్ బీయింగ్ డిస్టర్బ్డ్. ఇన్ మటీరియల్ లైఫ్ దెర్ ఆర్ మెనీ డిస్టర్బెన్సెస్, ఆధ్యాత్మిక, ఆధ్యాత్మిక, ఆదిదైవిక, ఆదిభౌతిక. One who has learned to tolerate these disturbances under all circumstances is called Dhira. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuron Militam Jena Tasme Sri Guruve Namaha నమ ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి ఇతి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణి. జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో టుడే వి ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ కెంటో 6 చాప్టర్ 1. So this section here, if we'll see in the Canto 5, Sukadev Goswami explains about all the planetary systems, cosmology. And while explaining all that cosmology, he explains about the lower planetary systems, about the hellish planets, 28 types of hell. And when Parikshit Maharaj hears about all the punishment, what all is given in that, here people are eating pakoda, there the people are made pakoda. So it is very troublesome, and Parikshit Maharaj become very compassionate that how to protect these living entities from becoming all this kind of torturous life. So it's a genuine nature of a Vaishnavas that how to protect other living entity. So out of his compassionate nature, Parikshit Maharaj, in the sixth canto, in the first chapter, he is asking Sukadev Goswami that, my lord, how to protect all these living entity? They are going to hell. Once one reporter asked Prabhupada that, why you are using Rolls Royce car, this, that car, vehicles, technology? And Prabhupada told that you are running with the first speed to the hell. I also have to run, then only I can catch you, right? Otherwise you will go to the hell. So that is the nature of compassionate nature of a Vaishnava, that they want to, they can't, paradukhe dukhi, seeing other living entities suffering, they also feel very pain in the heart. Generally, so-called Kali Yuga living entity, paradukhe sukhi, when the neighbor is in pain, they enjoy, okay, something is happening with them. But a Vaishnava can't see others' misery. They always try to protect, do something good for them. So out of the compassionate nature of Parikshit Maharaj, he asks the question that how all this living entity can be saved, Sukadev Goswami too. So, but see, Parikshit Maharaj is such an student, the teacher is Sukadev Goswami and the student is Parikshit Maharaj, and it's a genuine nature and it's a duty of a student that he should be grateful to the teacher. So when he's asking the question, out of his gratitude, he is just acknowledging Sukadev Goswami, what all he has told in all these cantos. Canto 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So if you see in the beginning slokas, he told that you nicely explained about the creation in the second canto. Then you explained about the dynasty of the Swayambhu Manu, Devahuti, Akuti, Prasuti, Uttanapad, Priyavrat in the third, fourth, fifth canto. So he is just summarizing, revising all that what he had learned from Sukadeva Goswami till now. It's a, if somebody is teacher and the student is just recapping what he learned, it's obviously will give happiness to the teacher that my student is learning everything. So just see, out of his spontaneously, Parikshit Maharaj revises everything in few sloka, that my teacher, whatever you taught, I learned everything very nicely, but my question is now, how to protect the living entities? Please put some light on that. And then Sukadeva Goswami starts answering the question. And Sukadeva Goswami is also a perfect teacher, a perfect student, perfect teacher. Before he started answering the question, he tries to do examination of his student, that how nicely he has learned. He is telling that he learned everything, but it's a duty of a teacher to examine the students, right? So here, rather than giving directly the answer, Sukadeva Goswami giving the answers in a phase-wise. Okay, what about this? And testing the student. Okay, not satisfied? Let's go to the next level. Next level. So the first, if you'll see in the verse 8, we have already learned. The verse 8, he tells about that, okay, it's a very simple process. You have to do some kind of karma kind activity. You have to do atonement for your sin, and the living entity will be protected. That's it. So that's what he tells in the verse 8. Just like a diseased person, when he goes to a doctor, the doctor gives the medicine. And if the disease is very severe, then the doctor increases the intensity. So that's how, if the sin is very severe, and then you increase the atonement. And that's how you will be just cure your sin. Prabhupada tells that if a person has done a murder, then he should be hanged. So, because it is written in the Manu Samhita that when he is hanged, then it is good for him. Because in the next life, he will be not tortured. Otherwise, what happened for so many lives, he has to be killed because of his sinful activity. So, sometimes this kind of punishment is also good. Prabhupada writes in that purport. So, when he tells about atonement, Parikshit Maharaj was not satisfied. This is the first level of examination, he is telling. How nice is my student? How much is learned? So he tells that you just do some atonement, give some money to the Panditji, he will do some puja part and the sin will be counteracted. But Parikshit Maharaj was not satisfied. So Parikshit Maharaj tells in the verse 9, Drushtva Srutabhyam Yat Papam. People are seeing, Drushtva Srutabhyam. People are hearing. The thief is hearing that, if I'll do some problem, then the police is going to beat me. He knows very nicely. Janan api atmano ahitam. Janan api. Knowingly that he has committed this sin. So, he knows that he has committed some sin. Still, he does the same sin again. Karoti bhuya bivasha. Why he is doing the same sin again and again? Because he is bivasha. Bivasha means what? He is forcefully, something is pushing from his heart. The habit is so strong that out of it compels that person so strongly that he does it again. Prayaschita atho katham. Then what is the point of atonement? That day our Tarunitya Prabhu was telling. Very nice example. He was telling that person is going to a spiritual place and the priest says that for whatever sin you have done for one day, you have to pay 100 rupees. And he gives 1400 rupees. So the priest becomes surprised that why you are giving 1400 rupees? You have committed sin for one day, 100 rupees sufficient. He told that I committed the same sin for last 7 days, for the whole week. Really? And then 700 rupees is okay for me. No. For the coming week also, I'm going to commit the same sin. So, 700 and 700, 1400 you take. That means what? He is convinced that I am going to do. There is, I am not going to change. And that is what they call karma kanda. Because there is no change in the heart. They know that because the main thing is that they want to enjoy. The problem with the karmakanda is that they want to enjoy. And when you want to enjoy, no matter whatever you do, that enjoyment, till that enjoyment propensities are there, the person will going to commit the same sin again, again, again. And that's what in the next verse it tells about that. It's like the kunjara sauchavat. Just like an elephant goes to a river and takes bath for hours and hours and hours, 2-3 hours, and becomes so cleaned. And the moment he comes out, puts all the dirt on his back. That is what like the karmakanda. And they do all kind of atonement to get rid of the sin, but the innate desire of enjoyment doesn't go. So the moment the drunkard sees the wine shop, he takes a U-turn. Why? Because that innate desire of enjoyment is still there, and he goes and takes the wine. So that is a defect with the karmakanda. Parikshit Maharaj tells to Sukadeva Goswami that I am not satisfied. Kachin nivartate avadrat kachin charati tatpuna. Sometime he controls himself from the sin. Nahi karunga, nahi karunga. But the moment again the desire becomes so strong, again he does the same thing. So what is the point of this prayaschit? What is the point of this atonement? So this is not going to do work. Okay. So now Sukadeva Goswami becomes a little happy. Okay, my student is learning something. He has rejected the first level. So then Sukadeva Goswami now goes to the next level and he examines his student. And he tells about, okay, karmakanda is not good. Then, okay, you do jnanakanda. Jnana is there. And in spite, jnana is very better than karma. And he tells in the verse 11, karmana karma nirahara. Karmana karma. In karmakanda, actually the problem, I understand what is the problem in the karma. Because here karmana karma nirahara. Here you are counterating the karma with another karma. So it's not so foolproof. But the jnanakanda is better. He tells that abhidvad adhikaritvat. The problem with the karmakanda is that they are very ignorant. Avidya. Because they don't know the root. They don't know the identity of themselves. And they go to the pandit, and the pandit is telling that, okay, thoda puja paath kar dije, thoda idhar agarbati lagaiye, 200 rupaya de dije, ho gaya. So what sin has done, and what the pandit is doing, there is no relation only. So there is properly ignorance in karmakanda. But in jnanakanda, it's not like that. In jnanakanda, they will tell you about everything, rules, regulation, austerity, why you did, why, what have you have to do now, and who are you, your identity, jiva, everything they will tell. So there is a higher chance that the person will cure and he will not commit the sin again. Avidya adhikari, the avidya is not there in the jnanakanda. Prayaschitam vimarshanam. And in jnanakanda, the knowledge is there. And because of the knowledge, the ignorance can be counteracted. And that was not there in the karmakanda. So Sukadeva Goswami, when he tells all these things, Parikshit Maharaj is hearing. And now, in the 12th verse, he tells, Nasnanta patyam evana. Then he gives an analogy. That just like he gave the analogy of a diseased person, he gives a heavy medicine, heavy dose of medicine, then it counteracts the disease. Again, that person does the same sin. Again, you have to take the medicine. But in jnanakanda, nasnanta patyam evanam. Here he doesn't give only medicine. Here he gives patyam. So those who deals with Ayurveda medicine, they know. There is a patya. When you take a medicine, you have to follow the do's and don'ts. What you have to eat, what not have to eat, everything. So here asnata patyam. He gives a patyam. And vyadho vivarshanti. By that, they counteract the disease. Vyadha. So jnanakanda is very good because they have to follow the rules and regulation. Evam niyamakrit rajan sane kshemam kalpate. Shane sane, slowly, slowly it cures the disease. It takes time, but it cures the disease. I was thinking that the earlier karmakanda was like in the allopathic medicine. Immediately we take a medicine. But in Ayurveda, if you see, from the beginning the doctor will try to explain you the disease. What is the root cause of the disease? Then he will give some medicine. Then he will tell to follow the patya. don't drink chilled water, drink hot water, drink this medicine, take this, we have to follow. I mean, there is a lot of austerities there in the Ayurveda medicine. If you will not follow, then the medicine is not going to work. So you have to follow the patya. So Sukadeva Goswami is telling, when that person will understand the root cause of his sin, the sinful tendency, and he will follow all these rules, regulation, there is high chance that it will counteract all kind of sin and he will not commit any sin. That's what he is telling the verse 12. And in today's verse 13 and 14, Sukadeva Goswami explains the details of the rules and regulation. Okay, what all rules and regulation he will follow? So today's verse. Tapasa brahmacharyena samena cha damena cha tyagena satya sochabhyam yamena niyamena va. So so many rules and regulations he is telling now. First rule is tapasya. No enjoyment. So in karma kanda, okay, you can enjoy. You do the atonement and go and you can enjoy. But here, no more enjoyment. You have to follow the rules and regulation and you have to do tapasya. The first thing is tapasya. And Prabhupada is telling the topmost tapasya in this today's world is that controlling the mind and senses, and that can be possible by practicing Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada is giving how the bhakti is the solution to all these things. And the second tapasya here he is telling about brahmacharyana. Brahmacharya vrata only started. So what enjoyment he will do? Brahmacharyana. And in that brahmacharya vrata, Prabhupada explains about the eight aspects of brahmacharya. Not think about opposite sex, not speak about opposite sex, not contemplate anything about the opposite sex. And then he goes to the gross level. So whenever Prabhupada is telling about the woman, then it is, we have to understand that it is about the opposite sex. For a man, it's woman. For a woman, it's man. So you have to understand in that way. And then he's telling about samena. Samena means you have to control your mind. Damena, you have to control your senses. Tyagena, you have to give charity. Tyagena. Satya, you have to speak satya, truth. Socha bhyam, cleanliness internally, externally. Just imagine, so many rules and regulations. Yamena means don't. You have to become very non-violent. Niyamena, you have to do japa, chanting of the holy name. Somebody will do all these kind of rules and regulations. Where is a chance of sin only? So all these rules and regulations, a person who is practicing jnana, he has to follow it. Deha vag buddhi jam dhira. And then whatever he has done sin with his body, with his mind, with his words, dharmagya sraddhayan vita. So with the full conviction, with the full sraddha, dharma, shipanti agham mahadapi. Even a mahat agham, even a big sin, that can be counteracted. But Sukadeva Goswami puts a googly. Analogy he gives that, venun gulmam ivanala. Just like, venu means a bamboo tree. Gulmam, the creepers on the bottom of a bamboo tree, when it is burnt by anala, fire, it is like that. And that is now the examination, the test of Parikshit Maharaj. When Parikshit Maharaj hears this, he is not telling anything, but by seeing his face, Sukadeva Goswami could understand that he is not satisfied. Parikshit Maharaj, ye kya bol diya? Not satisfied. Because when there is a forest fire, it burnt everything. The grasses, the creeper, everything burns. But as soon as there is a rain, water falls on the soil, again the creepers that grows. Although it was burnt from the top, it was destroyed. But as soon as the water falls, the creeper again burns. So what is the point then? You are doing all this tapasya, everything. But as soon as there is a opportunity, that enjoyment desire has not yet gone. That will come out again. So just like so many examples we can see, like Sauvari Muni, he was doing for years and years of tapasya under Yamuna river. But as soon as he sees that enjoyment between two fishes, that enjoyment tendency again comes out. And eventually he marries the daughters of King Mandata. Vishwamitra Muni, same thing. He was doing enjoy tapasya for so many years. But as soon as he hears about the tinkling bell of Menaka, he wants to enjoy. And he leaves all this tapasya. So the problem is with jnana is that externally you are putting so many rules, regulation, tapasya on that person, but the internally the desire is not yet purified. The desire is there to enjoy. Prabhupada writes that eventually the greatest desire is what? They want liberation. They want to merge with God. They want to liberation. That is also a personal desire, right? So that desire is not so pure. Because of that, eventually they fall down. And then here if you see, the solution Prabhupada is right that in the next verse, Prabhupada is telling in the purport that the solution is that like practicing bhakti. So when somebody is practicing bhakti, he gives the analogy of like Nihara Iva Vaskara. Like in the early morning, there were so many Nihara. Fox were there. You can't see the trees, everything. But as soon as the sun is rising, Bhaskara. When the sun is coming up, automatically everything becomes so clear. And you can see face to face. So the fog, that was totally destroyed when the sun is coming up. So in the bhakti, when you are practicing bhakti, the innate desire of sense gratification, that destroyed from the heart. That is the beauty of bhakti. So you can see the example here only in the coming sloka, he is going to quote the example of Ajamil. If you see Ajamil, he has done all kind of sinful activity. And eventually, before committing sin, he was kind of a karmakandi person. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that he was kind of a karmakandi and jnana person because he used to read the shastra every day. And he used to do all the yajna, puja, everything. Proper brahmana. He used to do everything properly. But the moment he sees a prostitute embracing another sudra, that enjoyment tendency ignited in his heart. And all his karma, all his jnana, everything couldn't help that person. And eventually he brought that prostitute to his house and started enjoying with her. But see how the bhakti protected that person. When at the moment of his death, when the Yamadutas, they were taking the soul, he helplessly called his own son, Narayan, he calls. And just by calling Narayan, the four Vishnuduta arrived there. And they told that you can't take this person. The Yamadutas told, come on. This person committed so much sin. Our Chitragupta, our diary is full with his sin only. Usko to jaake pakoda banayenge abhi. Bahut khaya pakoda. Well, you can't take that person, Vishnudut told. But hey, Yamadut told, why? How can you justify your statement? Vishnudut told that he chanted God's name, na? He chanted Narayan, right? So it counteracted all the sin. But he committed so thousands of sin in one life. A normal person, what sin he will commit in thousands of life, he committed in one life that much of sin. And you are telling, just by chanting one name of Narayan will protect that person. Vishnudut told, yes. Just by chanting only one name of Lord, that can counteract it, all the sin. And that too, the name what he chanted, he was not calling Lord. Whom he was calling? He was calling his own son. That was Namabhas. So Yamadut told, okay, my dear sir, okay, the principle is that by chanting Lord's name will counteract the sin. We agree that. But tell me one thing, here he is not chanting the Lord's name, he is not calling Lord, he is calling his son. So how come you are telling that it will counteract all the sin? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that when a living entity chants Lord's name, the Lord's mind dwells on that person who chants. So when somebody chanting, whether Namabhas, Sudhanam, whatever, the Lord's mind is dwelling on that person. Lord thinks, now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is going into the Lord's heart. What Lord is thinking? Lord thinks this person belongs to me. I will always protect him. Because somehow or other he chanted my name, right? So this person is belongs to me. So it is my duty that I will protect this person. He is not now, it is not now a category of karma kanda or jnana kanda or yoga. Now he is coming in the jurisdiction of bhakti because he chanted my name, right? So it's my duty now to protect that person. Although he has not done pure devotional service, he has chanted only Navabhas, still it is my duty. So that's what Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is telling here. So then the Yamadutas become surprised that this we didn't know. Okay. And they go eventually to Yamaraj and they have a big Bhagavatam class in the hell about the glories of holy name. So the point here is main thing what we have to learn here is that karma kanda, jnana kanda, if you see in the karma, the people are always desiring for enjoyment, to go to heaven, do something. Jnana kanda also they are looking for the liberation, for their own liberation. So the I factor is always there in karma and jnana. But the moment you come to bhakti, there is no I factor. There is only Krishna factor. The life of Vaishnavas are totally centered around how can I give pleasure to Lord Krishna and to the Vaishnavas. So when you are totally surrendered to Krishna and the Vaishnava, then it is the duty of Krishna. Na? Suppose somebody has surrendered to you, then you feel obligation to protect that person, right? So just imagine how much obligation Krishna would be thinking about his devotees who have surrendered their life to Krishna. And he is not an ordinary person. He is the Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Nadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karanam Karanam. He is the Karan of all the Karanas. He is the master of all the living entity. So what is impossible for him? And that is what the bhakti surpasses all the karma and jnana. When Menaka was walking with his anklet, that time Vishwamitra was attracted to the anklet and eventually Vishwamitra Muni fell down from his yoga, jnana, for so many years he was doing. But the same time here, when Maya Devi is coming, before Haridas Thakur, just can you imagine the beauty of what could be the beauty of Maya Devi? The Maya personified, she comes and trying to attract the attention of Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur was not at all disturbed. And Haridas Thakur was just chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Maya Devi coming first day, second day, third day. In 3 days of hearing the pure chanting of holy name of from the mouth of Haridas Thakur, eventually her mind also changes. Maya dasi prema mage ithe ki bishmoy, sadhu kripa nama vinu prema na janmay. And Maya Devi is asking Haridas Thakur, please initiate me. I want to become your disciple. Here the Maya is taking initiation from Haridas Thakur that earlier I took name of Lord Ram and now I want to take the name of Lord Krishna. Please, my dear Haridas Thakur, become my guru. And I just wanted to make you fall down. But I knew that you are such an exalted devotee. Please give me shelter and just give me diksha. And Haridas Thakur gives diksha to Maya Devi. That's how, because it's not about only Vaishnava. Behind the Vaishnava, there is Lord Krishna. The whole power of Lord Krishna is there behind a devotee. Because your devotee always what he thinks? Nimitta Matra. He always thinks that I am just an instrument of Lord Krishna. I don't have anything, just like Ambarish Maharaj. What is the power of a grahastha, kshatriya king before a mystical yogi, Durvasa Rishi? He can create a demon from hair in a moment to kill Ambarish Maharaj. That was his power. He can travel whole Swarga Loka, Vaikuntha Loka, Kailas Loka, Brahma Loka. That was the power of Durvasa Rishi. But Ambarish Maharaj he surrendered everything. I don't have anything, my lord. Whatever you do with me, I'm okay with that. Immediately the Sudarshan Chakra came from the Vaikuntha. So that is the greatest power we can see that with the bhakti is that the devotee surrenders everything, he aligns his mind, intelligence, ego, everything. He just aligned the desire with the desire of his guru, with the desire of his Lord. And automatically, whatever the properties of the Lord, power, everything, it belongs to that Jiva. When Rukmini was kidnapped by Lord Krishna, Krishna tells that, and when Rukmini was attacking from behind, Rukmini was totally desperate that, how come Lord Krishna is one alone person, he will defeat the entire army, Shishupal, Rukmini, so many persons are there and they are attacking with the full force. Krishna tells that, don't worry, your army will defeat them. The Yadu army is, Krishna tells, it's not my army, it's your army. Just imagine, it's a fraction of a second, he just taken Rukmini, not yet marriage is not yet happened, and he tells that this whole army is your army. Krishna is showing is that whenever a jiva surrenders to me, whatever properties, whatever power I have, I gives that to my Vaishnavas. And that's how the jiva is, the bhakta is always protected by Lord Krishna. This is how the bhakti, the beauty of bhakti is that here we don't try to achieve or surpass Maya with our own endeavor, but we try to surrender to Lord Krishna's desire. And that's how we can see His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, when he was going in the cargo ship, he was writing the poem, Nachao, Nachao, Mare Kastara Putari. Oh, my dear Lord, please make me dance just like a wooden doll. I make me an instrument in your hand. And the way you want to make me dance, I am ready to dance as per your desire. Fully surrendered to the desire of Lord Krishna. And he was telling that, if I'll speak something, what these Westerner people will understand? My language, my strong Bengali accent. What they will understand? But you make my words such powerful way that it will penetrate their heart and it will change their consciousness. And within 12 years, Krishna did that magic. Krishna made Prabhupada the instrument, and Krishna just made him dance. For 14 times he traveled the whole globe in 12 years, made 108 temples, initiated 5,000 devotees. That was the miracle Krishna did. So it's our aspiration in devotional service, and it's not so easy because the mind, the greatest cheater mind, is always there with his plans. Always mind gives the plan. But one hope is that when we hear Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, and when we are like with the like-minded Vaishnavas devotee association, the Vaishnavas remind each other that, Prabhu, this is our aspiration. So the mind, because this is the same mind, right? The same mind only going to help us in liberation, going to help us in devotee. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo. The same mind is going to help us in bhajan also. So Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, hearing Bhagavatam in the association of devotee, serving in the association of devotee. When you are going for preaching, going in the association of devotee. Yesterday Maharaj was giving such a nice lecture in Palghar temple. I was hearing Maharaj telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur the preaching partner. One was from the Brahmin family, one was from the Muslim family, totally opposite background. And they were happily preaching. And they were totally contrasting nature. And when they went to Jagai Madai, Haridas Thakur was telling that, why he went to Jagai Madai? People were telling them not to go. He was telling, our guru, our master, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that without discriminating anybody, you should preach. So I went there. It's the order of our master, not my desire. And they were preaching. That's how they delivered Jagai Madai. Again, by the desire of a Nityananda Prabhu, the Vaishnavas, the Lord gave his mercy to even such a fallen soul. And there is a great hope to living entities like us, that if this kind of a Kali Yuga Jagai Madai sinful person can be delivered just by the Vaishnava's mercy. So in the bhakti, the intervention of Vaishnavas are very important. See, in the karma and jnana, there is no intervention of Vaishnavas. There is no, everything, whatever they are doing with their own power. karmi, he does his own atonement jnana, he does his own way. But a bhakta, he under the guidance of a Vaishnava, he practices. The Vaishnavas are always there to sour his mercy. And that's how the bhakti is totally different from this karma and jnana. So let us, yesterday was Nityananda Trayodashi, and Nityananda Prabhu is the Adi Guru, Guru Tattva. So let's pray to Nityananda Prabhu that always keep us in the shelter of our spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, under their guidance, under their desire. Let all become a small instrument. And already Prabhupada has done everything. And in that big umbrella, let us fulfill the desires of our spiritual master, our Shiksha Guru, our Diksha Guru, becoming in a small instrument in their hand. Then our life will be perfected, and the soul will perfect his aspiration, his goal, and go back to Godhead and join Krishna in his eternal pastime. Jai. Jai Sri Gantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Any comment, any suggestion, feedback?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for an inspiring session. I just had a question from curiosity. How do we apply, you know, some of the things that you've talked about today when we live and we work in a, I don't know, second Maya capital of the planet in London, you know, day to day? Like, how do we keep this level of consistency, like, you know, connected to Krishna consciousness in that mood or mode of bhakti? So just any suggestions or any tips of how we can, just outside of attending Bhagavatam class, outside of association, like, that's not always possible during the multiple hours and multiple days. Just any suggestions of how we can just, you know, stay equipoised and just stay, you know, connected to Krishna consciousness.
Whatever I heard from senior devotees, and one thing also, it helps in my life also, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also tells so many times that when you wake up in the early morning, beat your mind with 100 times with your shoes. So this process is actually very important for a sadhaka, that chanting the holy name in the early morning time before beginning our activities is very, very important. Because when we chant the holy name desperately, taking shelter of Krishna, then Krishna consciousness, the mind becomes Krishna consciousness. So then when you deal with the material energy, although the material energy would be there, but because the mind is Krishna consciousness, that is not going to attack the mind. It can't affect the mind, because the mind is immunized by that chanting of the holy name. So that is very one of the very, very important thing that every sadhaka should prioritize his activities, his day, that in the early morning time, we should give time to the chanting of the holy name. So our life should be designed in such a way. And one devotee was telling that it's not about that day's priorities. Actually, that if you want to chant in the early morning, actually the plan begins from the beginning, the early day. Then only you can begin the early morning, right? So that's how Gaurang Prabhu always also tells that the 2 hours of preparation, what you do, that decide the 22 hour. The 2 hours of chanting holy name, 16 round, what? How much priorities you are giving, automatically that the consciousness remains for 22 hours, and whatever activity we do, that become bhakti also. Because everything is, it's a, bhakti means it's an intention, it's a mood, how you are doing. And chanting means not about mechanical chanting with a proper mood, that I am just a servant of my Lord, your servant, and just make me engage in your service. In that prayerful mood, whether you are in London or Bombay, Bombay is also not less than London in India. So wherever you are, so we should prioritize our chanting that much. And if possible, we can hear Bhagavatam, because when you're hearing Bhagavatam, it aligns your intelligence. It aligns your intelligence to discriminate the things, whether I take this or that. So taking shelter of Bhagavatam and chanting, these two things is possible anywhere you are in today's technology. So these two things, I think the most important for a sadhaka, we should prioritize our day accordingly.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Okay, Jai Sri Gantara, Srimad Bhagavat ki Jai.